Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. You know, look, we're looking at a wide range of things right now, bringing powerful messages through the voices of so many people. Carrie Kadavi is joining me here today. And, you know, one of the things that I know is that my honor and blessing is to have people like Carrie come on, an intuitive healer, a medium. You know, she is somebody that channels messages from her higher order. And I'll tell you, if there was ever a time that we needed to get some guidance and some insight and some healing, it is now. And sometimes we get so caught up in the caught up part of our caught up lives that we forget what we have innately inside of us and what that means in the world. And so today, all of you out there, we are taking on, yes, divine spirit, what they want us to know, what they want us to know. And one of the things about this is that so often in life, we go through life and we think that there's something we have to sell or we have to earn to get the guidance. There's something that we are waiting for, that we have to earn the right to be guided, to have divine spirit in our lives. And somehow along the way, we have forgotten that that is our gift, that that is available to us. And when I think about the work that Carrie is doing, and I think about what it means for her to help others recharge by connecting with nature, but connecting with spirit, connecting the material world with the spiritual world, getting the insight and be guided, that to me is the key for the world we live in today and for our future. And so for those of you out there, this show is for you. If there's anything that you want to connect with today on the show with both she and I, please take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Pretty soon, we're going to be having a texting interface that is coming because all of you have asked for it. You're like, okay, Pat, people don't call anymore. Can we just text TTR or something? So I think Jessica's working on that. Carrie, it's great to have you. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. I'm excited to be here today. I always love our conversations. And, you know, I'm guided to share this information with the world. Like you said, we need it now more than ever to understand that we have this spirit guidance available to us 24/7. And we individually can connect to this, but also I'll talk about some other sources that people can go to for information.
You know, I think about my life, and I was sharing this with Daniel the other day, and one of the things I was struck by, I was getting ready for that show and this show, was I think about my life, and I think about, what do we call it? Forks in the road, like the fork in the road.
Right.
And I've had so many of those that when I start to look back, right, because I'm trying to gather some information for a book, right? And I think about them. There are moments in my life, a lot of them, where I was going to go this way or I was going to go this way. And I was thinking about how was it that I got to go this way. And across the board, without a doubt, the common denominator was divine spirit.
That's fabulous. Yeah, and sometimes we don't always recognize that it may be spirit. For example, I've had a lot of people ask me, what is the difference between intuition and spirit guidance? And I mean, I kind of thought I knew what my answer was, but I was at an event where there was one of the speakers was a world-renowned medium. And I had a moment to go up and ask him that very question because I was curious what his take on it was. And so I was like, you know, what is the difference between intuition and spirit guidance? He's like, does it matter? And it was like, yeah, I kind of agree because I feel like sometimes spirit is speaking to us, whether it be in messages, in words, in something that we see, in synchronistic events that come forward, in hearing the same phrase from three different people in one day, like those can all be spirit guidance. And yeah, so it's available all the time, but sometimes people don't recognize it.
You know, one of the things that we're talking about today is a lesson that I learned the hard way. And we're talking about healing, body, mind, and soul. We're talking about healing. And, you know, for me, I have been healthy almost all of my life, really. Nothing really to speak about. A couple of allergies, a couple of sports injuries, you know. But nothing really like, I was sort of the model, the epitome of health. Right? Strong, vibrant, until April 1st of 2004, 6 months after I started this. And I came down with the mystery disease. Mm-hmm. And what we're talking about now is what I had to learn the hard way. I wish I would have known you then and talked to you then. But let's talk about health and healing. And we say body, mind, soul, health, healing. And we just say it. But do we know what part the mind really does play?
Yeah, I feel like there are more and more people that are understanding that mind-body connection, but there are still a lot out there who don't recognize that. And so that's where it's wonderful we can have this conversation to try and get this information out to more people. So one of the things I wanted to share was a quote from Abraham Hicks, which a lot of people may know is she channels. Yes. And the quote is, your physical well-being, like everything else, is profoundly affected by the beliefs you hold. So what happens is we collect beliefs and also emotional trauma throughout our life. So the beliefs may be, you know, come from what's modeled by our family, what we hear in our religious organization, what we experience as we go through life. And some examples, and then a lot of those beliefs, we may hold them on a subconscious level. So we may not even recognize that we're holding that belief, except that we run into a brick wall of some sort. And that's usually kind of a note that there's something that needs to be healed. Yeah. So those beliefs, for example, a conscious belief, some people believe like money is the root of all evil. Well, that's a bit of a limiting belief, you know, is that really true? And they may consciously recognize they have that belief and not recognize how it may be limiting them. An example of an unconscious belief may be, I don't deserve to have financial abundance. Now, if you ask the person, do you believe you deserve to have financial, and they may just say, oh yeah, I deserve it. But there may be something held deep on a subconscious level that they don't recognize until they're triggered in some way, or that they receive help from someone with a healing modality to heal that, so that they can then move forward into having financial abundance. So that's just a little bit about beliefs. So the mind-body connection, what happens is we hold these beliefs and we have an energy field that surrounds us. And so that energy of those beliefs may be like kind of in the field. And if we don't deal with them at some point, they eventually may reside in the body as a disease or an imbalance of some sort. And so that's another like gift that we receive is the message that something is out of balance. So when we have health issues, they are, I would say, always related to some belief.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and yes. That was the case for me.
Yeah.
Thank you. Absolutely, you nailed it. You know, it didn't become obvious to me at the time, but shortly after, when I wasn't getting well, I realized that 6 months after dialing a wrong phone number and paying airtime to do a radio show, and the pressure I was getting from people in my family to go get a real job, that cognitive dissonance, when, you know, something inside me said, Pat, you need to keep doing this. You know, 3 months after that event happened, the KKNW, the Seattle and station we're on now, a station in Seattle we're on now, called me and said, hey, you're not going to believe it. 5 days a week came open. We heard about your show. Do you want to do it? And I said yes. And I kept saying yes until I started to get feedback that said, what are you doing? Have you lost your mind? Why are you paying this? And you know, there are those of us that have learned to follow our intuition. And of course I did. But it doesn't mean that we don't question ourselves to a fault. And I do know to this day that that is what contributed, right, to the mystery disease. Because, you know, Carrie, this is the thing. Had that not happened to me, I would have walked away. I would have gone and gotten that job. But I got so sick, I couldn't do anything but this.
Mm-hmm. And what a gift that has been to the world. And unfortunate that you experienced it the hard way. But what a story you have now to share with others to help awaken them to the possibilities of healing when you recognize the importance of listening to your body wisdom. Your body's like, you know, hello, you need to pay attention to me. Here's the message.
But this is the work that you're doing every day with people, you know, to help them. When I started this, I had no idea about the people that were gonna come in front of me. I didn't know about mind, body, soul. I really didn't. And it became, for me, I became a sponge to want to learn it. Now you are in this incredible place because as an intuitive healer and a medium, you're really able to tap into the woundedness of folks right now to help them. And I want to ask you about that when we come back from break. I want to talk about, you know, this exchange, this spirited exchange that happens, and how your gift has come to light, so to speak, in the evolution of consciousness. Carrie, before we go to break, how do people find out more about you? And then when we come back, we're going to take that evolution of consciousness on.
All right. People can reach me through my website, which is thedivineguidancegift.com.
When we come back, everybody, get ready for this. I want you to think about for a minute, what is in front of you that seems like a challenge, that seems like something has gone awry in your body? What is it that's in front of you? When we come back, we're going to get some help from Carrie and beyond. Let's take a short break, Benny. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Listen, Dr. Pat Show, for more information about me, go to thedrpatshow.com. And today, my very special guest, Carrie Kadambi, is joining me. Divine spirit is what we're talking about, what they want us to know. Carrie, before we talk about the evolution of consciousness, how can people find out more about you? But also, why don't you tell folks about what you're planning for your show?
Okay. Again, people can reach me through my website, which is thedivineguidancegift.com. And my show, A Spirited Exchange for Evolution of the Modern Mind, runs on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And this next series of shows will be on various healing modalities. There are so many out there. And it's kind of related to this spirit guidance, because a number of them were actually kind of downloaded or channeled. And they're absolutely powerful and very effective ways of healing. And so I want more people to know about what's out there.
Awesome. Thank you for that. Before the break, one of the things we were talking about, and then during the break, we were talking about, and I shared a story with you about what it was like for me when I came down with that mystery disease, right? And, you know, how that then opened up a whole new world of healing for me. And one of the things you talked about was, wouldn't it be great someday if we could sort of see this before it happened, right? Mm-hmm. But that is what we're talking about now. We're talking about this evolution of consciousness and what it looks like and why it's so important, because we are really at a crossroads, I think, about not just understanding what the evolution of consciousness looks like, but applying it. Can you talk about that and the significance of that to healing and personal growth and thriving?
So this evolution of consciousness, I think of it as awakening to the possibilities, to those things that we actually can't see, that connection to spirit. And I mentioned that, you know, spirit can come through in a number of ways. It can come through individually, like I do channeling. It's come through people in the past as books and as healing modalities. Excuse me. But one of the things that spirit talks about a lot, that I hear or I've read through other books and such, is the importance of healing and personal growth and building of our moral values, because we need to have a good foundation of moral values from which to make our decisions. But we're kind of at a turning point on Earth and humanity, I believe, and there's quite a bit of turmoil now, as I'm sure everybody is noticing. And it's an opportunity for us. It may be disturbing, but it actually gives me hope, because it's like all of the icky, muddy stuff is like coming up to be healed, to make people realize that things need to be changed for a better way. And there was something I wanted to share. I have been studying Spiritism for about 4 years. And this is, it's a little different than Spiritualism, which some people may be familiar with, which believes our ability to connect with spirit on the other side and work with them. But Spiritism goes another step. And I had something that I wanted to share about that.
Please.
Yeah. So Spiritism talks about that we have lived on a planet that is about trial and expiation, but that we're moving to a regenerative world. So the expiation, being an expiatory planet, means it's a place where we're learning and paying for our sins, which sins is like missing the mark, you know, doing things wrong. Where a regenerative planet is where we're still learning, but life is more conducive to harmony. And the painful periods are balanced by periods of rest and happiness. So this expiation is, we learn through difficulty. And actually, when we can start recognizing that we are out of balance and actively work to heal those imbalances, then we won't get to that stage of the painfulness of it. And so we're at an opportunity now where we can start, you know, becoming conscious of those possibilities. Let's see, there was something else.
Well, and part of that too is, you know, let me just break this down a little bit here for, based on the story I told before. You know, I wish I could say that I didn't have a sense of what was going on inside of me, right? But there was. I mean, I had a sense of the doubt. I had a sense of how I was not following what my guidance was telling me to do, how I was entertaining something that clearly I wasn't meant to do. And I could feel the emotional conflict of that. The good news for me is I did make a decision, right? I did make a decision that said I need to stay the course here. But the universe also helped me make that decision. And then I wish I could say I've never looked back, because that's not true. It's been a journey for me. But I think what we're talking about here today is we're talking about something, the way you just described it, that sets in play a new level of awakening for us, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. And that awakening, that need for continual and consistent, like, personal growth, you know, we want to be able to work on, I mentioned the moral values, but we want to free ourselves of those baser emotions of pride and envy and hate. Like, those are so not helpful in the world and not what, you know, God or source intended for us. And so we need to continually be working on that. And it makes our life and our health better, but it also ripples outward into the collective, into the larger world. And so when we do our own work, we're being of service to the larger community and world.
This is the thing that I think is so at the core of that evolution of consciousness. You know, it is this thing that, as a matter of fact, I was on a meeting this morning and the topic was humility. And the thing I learned about humility is that, you know, humility is not thinking less of ourselves, but thinking about ourselves less. And so, you know, it's an interesting place to be. But when we are of service, and, you know, the service thing is confusing for people. Mm-hmm. We don't quite see that we have opportunities all throughout our day to do something of service. And I think if we saw that and saw it in a way where we can stop for a moment and really find the power of gratitude in that, that's how we shift energy and vibration, isn't it?
Absolutely. Gratitude is paramount. I think as we can offer gratitude for whatever shows up in our life, mm-hmm. whether it be absolutely beautiful or difficult, to be grateful for it, because it is helping us in whatever way. It's a gift to us, you know, a message for whatever reason. And when we can be grateful, it can help us move forward and actually opens up for more abundance to come into our lives.
Yeah. Yes. You know, for me, that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. Right there, what you said about the energy of that, because what is the energy that literally for me, above all other energy, what is the energy that has been most effective for me at some of the worst times in my life? What is that energy? When we come back, Carrie's going to walk us through an energy, a state of being that every one of us has the opportunity to experience. And so how do we tap into that? Stay tuned. You'll find out what it is when we come back. Right now, we're going to take a shorty. We'll be right back with the show.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams, and learn business strategies that work for you for real, lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. It's so great. I've got Carrie Kadami joining me here today. Carrie, look, one more time, let folks know how they can find out more about you, how they can work with you. And kind of give us a sneak peek on what you've got planned.
Yes, people can reach me through my website, which is thedivineguidancegift.com. And on my website, there's a work with Carrie menu option, and you can work with me privately in sessions to help healing, eliminate limiting beliefs, and that sort of thing. And then I have a group program that'll be starting. And then there's another thing I've just recently started, and that's kind of an act of service, because it's a free offering. And I've done it through Eventbrite, where we meet for an hour with people. And it's a combination of energy work and spirit coming through, an opportunity to help people connect with their guidance. And I may do some channeling during that as well. So I think maybe they can look for me on Eventbrite, Carrie Kadambi, and see what comes up. So I'll be doing more of those.
Awesome. I think that's really very important, you know, that people are, you know, really doing that, that you're doing that really to connect with people. I think it's really awesome that all of us are really looking for ways to help folks right now. So thank you for doing that. Before the break, I was talking about this energy, a state of being, right? It's a state of being that really just capitalizes on all of the things that could be, the possibilities, the doors that open. And that's the energy of love. Let's talk about what that means from your perspective, you know, and what your guides are telling you about it. You know, we know love in our pop culture, and we have a sensationalization about love, right? Mm-hmm. But yes. Love is much more than that in so many ways. Tell us your thoughts on that.
Yes, love, I feel like that's really the vibrational frequency on the other side of the veil is love. And when we come into this life, I believe that we all remember that. And that's one of the biggest things that we really search for in this life is love. But that love, needs to be a love for ourselves as well as a love for everything. A lot of the channeled writings that I do spirit talks about love. It's just like so important. So what I wanted to do was share one of the channeled writings called Love Opens Doors. So let me see here. All right. Love is a topic that once explored opens doors to a desire to know it more deeply. There can never be too much love. And there is enough love to go around. All are deserving of love. They need only to open the doors of their heart to its warm presence. Invite love in. Sit with love at the hearth of your heart. Converse with love to know all it desires to impart to you. Be thankful and grateful for the presence of this love energy in the world. And know that the more of love you give outwardly, the more you receive in turn. What is this love energy? How do you recognize it? And what can it be? And what can be done to call more of it into your life? What is love? It can be thought of as an emotional feeling, as it is experienced physically as an emotion. It's also an energetic presence, for there is an energy field of love, a higher vibratory pattern. It is fluidic in that it can flow energetically from one person to another, whether they are in close proximity or great distance from one another. Love energy is expansive. It can be felt within the body as a sensation of warmth in the heart. It can be felt as a field of loving energy that can encompass wide swaths of space. Love has been described as that warm and fuzzy feeling, and you can recognize your body's response to love as it relaxes. Breathing and heart rate may slow. A sense of happiness may envelop you, a feeling of comfort, of being seen for who you are, or an overall sense that all is right may come over you. The higher vibratory pattern of love is a sense of being. There is no exchange to be made. It is not conditional. It comes from a source of endless supply. It is yours for the asking from source, and by opening, you receive it. Often people think of love as merely human phenomena to give or receive. It's true that love can be given from one person to another. It can be communicated verbally, expressed physically, or implied by action. Many people feel the love they receive from their pets or other animals. Sometimes you feel an automatic feeling of love well up when you see babies of any sort or any other images that speak to you of love. This is why social media posts of animals and babies are so popular. They provide that instantaneous hit of love vibration. And what a beautiful way to receive a dose of love every day. Receiving love can be giving, but giving love can generate even greater returns. Sending love out into the world is a gift to humanity to help lift it all and make a difference in the lives of those who may not immediately be able to help themselves. You can be a generator of love energy, sending it out in the field to be available to all. As you raise your vibration, you effectively raise the vibration of the unified field, which is accessible to all. This love energy is self-healing while also expanding outward to serve a higher purpose. You can set your intention to connect with higher order source energy, love, calling it into your personal field. And after sitting with it for some time, you can then intend its expansion outward to be in service for others. You may pray for others in this process. You can also expand your experience of love through outward action in the world. Random acts of kindness express love. Being in service to others in need is an expression of love, as are words of affirmation. Endeavor to experience the higher vibration of love daily. Try allowing it in and opening up to the variety of forms in which love may show up for you. Seek ways to express this higher order love outward for the benefit of all. You will see your life change for the better as your perception of the love field and its availability to you always expands. Go forth with a loving heart and intent. Be well.
Wow.
So that gives you an idea of what comes through from spirit. And they want the best for us. And it's such a wise and loving guidance.
It's so beautiful. And, you know, people may not know that about you and, you know, what spirit comes through you and what the messages are. I want to talk for a little bit about you, about what that's like to channel those messages, because this is clearly your gift. And we now know that it's much needed in humanity. Tell us a little bit about that. And that is what people can experience by either working with you and listening to your show. I mean, there are messages that you'll be able to help people with, guides, questions that will get answered. And so what is that like for you? And, you know, that message of love was so powerful.
Yeah, it's been a journey, this process. I've been channeling in some form for probably maybe more than 10 years. Mm-hmm. And it's a challenge because, you know, there's that self-doubt and the judgment would step in like, is this really real? Or who am I to say this? Or people think I'm crazy. But I'm finding I'm trying to surrender to what spirit wants to bring through. And I think, you know, a lot of times people may question, you know, is that really me or is that spirit? And in spiritism, and I think actually in the Bible too, they talk about judge the tree by its fruit. Yeah. And so whether the spirit provides a name or not, I think we all need to be discerning about what comes through, and time will tell is part of it, you know, but also the feeling of it. I think when these messages come through, sometimes they bring me to tears. They're just beautiful.
Yeah. Well, as that message was. I think it would be great, Olivia, if we pull that off and it really could create something with that for the world to hear and share. We'd love to be able to do that for you. Because it is what we need. It is the message of our time. I mean, you know, we joke a little bit about this music video and the song, but Love One Another is the song. And put the whole video thing aside, that came from the heart of a young woman and a young man and a movement, Jane Peralta Forbes, of course, creating lovenotes.world, about writing love notes, because that's powerful. You know, it's powerful. How long does it take to write a love note? How long does it take to do that? And that was her vision, to do that. And from the vision came a connection, then came a song, Tata Prince's song. Then came a group of people that would want to be part of it. You know, building a community about, around a single message, love one another. The song is kind of cool, but the message is even cooler. And, you know, this is an interesting time. And I find that growing up, the way we looked at the youth, right, my generation, the way that folks looked at us, they had a categorization of us. While whatever that meant, we really were love children, all about love, peace out. I mean, whatever you want to call it. But that didn't mean we didn't stand for what we believed in. It was really quite an interesting energy. And I think that's where what you shared is so important, because standing in the power of love doesn't mean we sacrifice what we believe in, or it doesn't mean we don't write a song or we don't do something to demonstrate, you know, our beliefs, or we don't do something that goes beyond the, you know, the skin, this earth skin, right? And that, I think, has always been the confusion. I think it's always been the confusion.
Yeah, that's a really beautiful point, because love isn't all about just fuzzy-wuzzy stuff. Like, a part of like loving self is being able to set boundaries, you know, and standing, you know, strong in your truth and your internal power. And that is love. That's love for self. And, but this love can go further, because you hear stories of when violence is done to someone, and the family of the victim forgives the perpetrator. And that really is a form of love, that that it serves the, you know, the family that was the victim, because to carry around that stuff is not helpful. But in that love, we can recognize one another as spirits who all are looking for the same thing, and for whatever it was that led that person to do an act of violence, they're in pain themselves. You know, we, it doesn't mean we, that what they did was right. But
we don't condone the act.
Yeah, we don't. Exactly. But we can feel a sense of love for what that person is going through that led them to, you know, a very bad choice.
Yeah. And that's when you talk about, Benny, we're going to skip the break. That's when you talk about unity and interconnectedness of all things. And I have to tell you that, you know, we plan these shows like in advance, and I never know what the message of the show is and how relevant it is to the time we live in. And I'm telling you this right here, unity and interconnectedness of all things, yeah, it is powerful. It is powerful in a way that I haven't felt in a long time. You know, I'm watching some of the video clips. You know, it's important for me to stay abreast of what's going on in the world, because the last thing you want is somebody to ask me a question and I'm oblivious, right? But you could see, you could, I haven't felt this in a really long time, but you could feel somebody else's pain. And I think that that's what I'd like you to talk about, this idea of unity and the connection of all things. Because I think sometimes we go down a pathway and we're so individualistic here in this country, unlike other countries. It takes sometimes events in our own personal lives, in the community, and even beyond, to remind us of the humanity, of the unity gift we have.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll admit that I get a little nervous about being on a show. I'm kind of new to all this. And so I often will go to spirit and go, oh, help me, you know, like when your producer called me to say, oh yeah, come be on the show. I'm like, what am I going to talk about? And I actually asked spirit, and they came up with the four segments. And so I'm like, okay, so what am I going to talk about in relation to those little topics? So here, this is spirit guided. And the one thing I want to say about the interconnectedness of all things. I mean, there's a whole science of, you know, quantum physics and entanglement and all of that, which I'm not trained enough in to try and explain the scientific side of it. But I will say, you know, I'd like to use the metaphor of like a healthy cell being important to the health of the entire organism. So it doesn't do any good to have, let's say, like a healthy organ, like if the heart is healthy, but if the lungs aren't healthy, then the whole organism is not going to function at its highest level. So the metaphor of a cell, the importance of the cell's health to the tissue and the organ and the body is really kind of equivalent to the importance of the health of the individual and how that is tied to the health of family and community and the world. That's the interconnectedness. You can't have a fully healthy world if the individuals are not healthy, and whether that health is physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, it's all needed. But one of my channelings recently seemed to speak to this a lot. And so if it's okay, I would like to share that.
I would like for you to do that. Go right ahead, please.
All right.
Because it's a great message for today to really bring this hour here to a close.
So this one is called Path to Enlightenment. You are all divine creatures of the one God. Call it God, Allah, Source, or whatever has meaning to you. It is the same unifying creative universal source which has birthed all. This source energy wants nothing more than to create magnificent beings that continue the creation process. In the case of humans, source has provided free will, the ability to make choices. This distinguishes humans from the animal kingdom, which relies on instinct for actions. What is the reason for Source providing the free will option to humankind? It creates a font of opportunity for learning through choice and resultant consequences. It provides a path to evolution of humanity's moral values. It is for this purpose of growth that Source allows humanity to make choices via free will, which are not always the kindest or most loving. This allows growth on the personal level as well as the collective level. Humans are meant to thrive in community, for it is in community that richness of opportunities exist for choice-making and resultant consequences that are seen and felt deeply. The microcosm of personal ills, trials, strengths, and defects are reflected in the macrocosm and open to be worked on by the collective. Conversely, that which troubles the collective can be worked on individually. As each individual works to heal their own trauma and limiting beliefs and strengthen personal moral values, it ripples outward, healing the collective. Look outward to current events to understand what illness lay beneath. Recognize the root cause of choices that were precursors to suffering created by choice lacking in high moral values. What was missing in the underlying belief system that would so lack love toward the good of all? Take then what you recognize as underlying illness and lack, and then turn inward and see where this may have relevance to you. Use the opportunity to bring balance and healing to some part of yourself. Is there some way in which you do not deeply honor yourself in the most loving and kind way? Is there some belief underlying your choice to sacrifice a part of yourself in service to other parts of you, physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually? Is there a root cause to be healed which keeps you from performing your gifts in the world? Do not allow yourself to be brought down by the negativity at work in the world. See it as opportunity, as the light shining in the dark to reveal what changes are to be made. It is the bringing to the surface the ills to be healed. It is movement from the subconscious to the conscious where action may take place. As you do your part, recognize within you what calls to be healed. You are in service to the collective. It is a noble act to vulnerably explore your own dark places within. It does not make you any less to discover this. It empowers you to become greater, to be more empathetic to others' trials. It reduces the self-judgment and consequently outward judgment of others. This personal growth journey increases the love you feel for self and of all creation. You begin to see truly the connectedness of all and the divine beauty so present in this world. This is not much to ask of you. You were divinely created, gifted with free will to make choices benefiting your path to personal divinity. Embark fully upon this path today. Heal what lay in darkness. Expand your love capacity. Build your moral values that they be a strong foundation from which all choices are made. This is the path to enlightenment. Go, dear ones, knowing you are loved and supported. Yeah, that message just touched me deeply and seemed to have a lot of relevance to what is going on today. And I hope that people can recognize the importance of the part that we all have in what is going on in the world today and how we can actively work to heal both what is within us and the collective, what is happening in the world. How can we bring our light, our love into the world? How can we be a better person? How can we support those who had a rough go of it because of systems that have been set up that haven't supported all?
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. My internet just bleeped out for a hot second there. my friend said to me earlier that what's happening is exactly around what you're talking about. There has never been the statistical number of viewing right now of people watching what's going on in the world and in this country. The statistics around that, thank goodness for me, I've got multiple internet carriers in this is my home studio. So I've got both Comcast and fiber. And so I was able to switch to my fiber because what's happening is the eyes are on us. The world is watching. And, you know, this is something that all of us are mindful about. But as the eyes are on us and watching, today's view, Carrie, is a very different one. You know, you talked about love, and we're starting to see this now. You know, we're starting to see it in ways that only the visual aspect of this could have pointed to. Mm-hmm. It's for me, I never thought that a picture taken of a woman of color with her hand out to an officer and then his hand through the shield. Mm-hmm. I never thought that we'd see that. But see, your message is that. This is where love and respect and unity allows us to be who we are. Everything you said, be all of who we are, and still let love lead the way. Carrie, thank you so much. Please let folks have your website again, if you don't mind.
You can reach me through my website, thedivineguidancegift.com. Thank you so much for having me here today, Pat.
And how about your radio show? Because you share these channels on your show too. How about show? Your show's on Transformation Talk Radio, but tell people, please.
Yeah, so Transformation Talk Radio, my show is a spirited exchange for evolution of the modern mind. It's on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month at 4 p.m.